Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with Evening News and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges use of AI and data analytics to boost transparency and accountability. Nagaland Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission signs MOU with Krishi Direct Trade to boost entrepreneurship. Minister Salutonio Kruse says education remains key to societal progress and Nagaland likely to see light drizzle over the next few days. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country is riding on the reform express with the government simplifying processes, improved ease of doing business and expanding technology-led governance. He emphasized that the focus must not be limited to policy intent only, but also on delivery excellence to maintain this momentum. Addressing a post-budget webinar through video conferencing today, Mr. Modi emphasized increasing transparency, speed and accountability through use of AI, blockchain and data analytics.
ये देश रिफॉर्म एक्सप्रेस पर सवार है. इस मोमेंटम को बनाए रखने के लिए हमें ना केवल पॉलिसी इंटेंट पर ध्यान देना है बल्कि डिलीवरी एक्सीलेंस पर भी फोकस करना है. हमें एआई, ब्लॉकचेन और डेटा एनालिटिक्स का व्यापक उपयोग कर ट्रांसपेरेंसी, स्पीड और अकाउंटेबिलिटी बढ़ानी होगी.
The Prime Minister said the national budget is not a short-term financial document but a long-term policy roadmap. He emphasized that its effectiveness must be evaluated using solid and substantive parameters rather than short-term measures. The Nagaland Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission under the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland has entered into a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Krishi Direct Trade. The MOU will establish a two-year knowledge partnership aimed at strengthening the entrepreneurship ecosystem, developing structured short and long-term strategic frameworks, and facilitating corporate social responsibility convergence aligned with Nagaland's development priorities. The agreement was signed yesterday at the Civil Secretariat Kohima in the presence of Finance Commissioner Kesonio Yome, following a high-level meeting with a visiting delegation led by Krishi Direct Trade CEO Brian Lee, along with representatives from corporates including Emphasis and Titan Company. Highlighting the need to unlock sustainable growth in the state, the meeting underscored that CSR must go beyond financial contributions and focus on knowledge transfer, institutional strengthening, ecosystem building, and measurable developmental outcomes. Minister for Women Resource Development and Horticulture, Salutonio Kruse, today emphasized that education remains the key to societal progress. Inaugurating the newly upgraded government high school Darklin in Kohima, she urged for a renewed commitment to strengthen schools and nurture future generations. The minister said the elevation from a government middle school to a high school fulfills a long-standing need of the colony, highlighting the school established in 1954 as among the oldest in the town. Ms. Kruse stressed that government schools play a vital role in promoting inclusivity by enabling students from diverse economic backgrounds to access quality education close to home.
Education to ki ase bole do aji din de quality education pa do mukan tomorrow ka ne ahi bo din ka ne prepare to bow prepare kori na thaki bole pare do ase it shapes our character mukan kine ka behave kori bo aro kine ka mukan life te ki khushi pai na jabo life te challenges kan kine ka face kori bo aro mukan education de invest kori she bole do mukan la future ka ne invest kori ase.
Also addressing the program, Advisor for School Education Dr. Kekrilhule Yome called for rebranding government schools in Nagaland to improve public perception and encouraged continued community support in strengthening public education. Member Secretary of the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, Nico Akami, along with officials from Mon District Legal Services Authority, including the District and Sessions Judge and Chief Judicial Magistrate, paid an official visit to Mon District Jail today. Interacting with inmates, Mr. Akame highlighted the availability of free legal services through the Legal Aid Defense Council system and quarterly Lok Adalats for amicable settlement of cases. He also spoke on the victim compensation scheme, noting that Mon DLSA awarded 6 lakh rupees to 3 families in 2025 and lauded the Under Trial Review Committee for facilitating the timely release of 3 under trial inmates. Encouraging inmates to use their time for self-reflection and reform, he underscored the importance of access to justice. During the visit, Mr. Akame inspected jail facilities and recommended improving basic facilities and sanitation. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Back, you're listening to the evening news. Sampurna Abhiyan 2.0 events were conducted in Kipere with the Aspirational District Program yesterday and the Aspirational Block Program in Khongsa at Salome today. Deputy Advisor for Water and Land Resources Niti Aayog A. Muralidharan interacted with health workers, Anganwadi workers and teachers appreciating their service and improving grassroots development indicators. The event showcased local products by self-help groups under the Akanksha Initiative and stalls by community-based enterprises. Mr. Muralidharan also flagged off a vaccination van for the foot and mouth disease drive to support livestock health and rural livelihoods. 30th AR Kipiri Battalion also conducted an Agnivir recruitment registration camp during the event. National Vector-Borne Disease Control Program under the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare conducted a one-day training program for community health officers in Kohima today. The training focused on integrated health information platform Vector-Borne Disease Portal, aimed at strengthening the capacity of frontline health workers across Nagaland. Sessions covered malaria treatment protocols, reporting formats, risk communication, and hands-on training on blood, slide preparation, and rapid diagnostic tests, among others. A total of 151 community health officers from across the state participated in the training. India's Chief Economic Advisor, Dr. V. Anantha Nageswaran, said the economic growth projection for the next fiscal is revised upwards by 20 basis points to 7 to 7.4% following the release of new GDP series. Briefing media in New Delhi, he said that the country's economic performance remains resilient despite global uncertainties.
3 consecutive years of plus 7% GDP growth, which kind of also corroborates and vindicates our revision to the potential GDP of the economy to 7% or around that number. In the post-COVID era, the sustained non-inflationary expansion of the Indian economy has held up not only in absolute terms, but also in relation to how others have been doing in the post-COVID era. They are also struggling with the rising public debt and lower growth, etc.
Mr. Nageswaran said, based on current indicators, nominal GDP growth would be close to 11%, comfortably crossing $4 trillion mark. The Indian Air Force has invited unmarried male and female candidates from Nagaland to the open recruitment rally for Agnivir Vayu. The rally will be held at 34th Assam Rifles, Zokhal Sang in Aizawl from 9th to 12th of March. Female candidates should report on March 9th and 10th and male candidates on March 11th and 12th. Interested candidates may visit the official website agnipathvayu.cdac.in for full details on eligibility criteria and documents required. And in weather, Nagaland is likely to see light drizzle in several areas over the next few days. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that the rainfall may be accompanied by a thunderstorm and lightning. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges use of AI and data analytics to boost transparency and accountability. Nagaland Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission signs MOU with Krishi Direct Trade to boost entrepreneurship. Minister Salutino Cruce says education remains key to societal progress and Nagaland likely to see light drizzle over the next few days. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. Good night.